Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, Lewis. How are you?
Oh, I'm delightful. How are you?
I'm tremendous. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
I've never met a Lewis Black special or interview or comedy, anything that I didn't already love before seeing, which is probably the best PR quote you will ever get for any one of your specials.
That's very good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And also, I have to, you know, it's what I do. But I have to tell you, my favorite thing, I imagine you and Kathleen Madigan hanging out all the time. That's my favorite thing to do.
Well, that's very nice. No, we've gotten a chance due to this to actually spend some time together because we were both kind of isolated. You know, we both self-isolated, so we actually could spend time together kind of in a pod for a bit. So that was nice.
That you know, when people say, do you have like a dream dinner of people who you'd want around? I really believe you two would be it. And I wouldn't even be a bother. I would just cook and sit and watch and listen. That would be like... borderline creepy, I realize, but that would be my dream.
Well, I'll let her know.
Yes, thank you very much. Do you need time to call her now, or shall we just do the interview?
We'll do the interview, then I'll get on the point.
Fantastic. Tomorrow is the premiere of Lewis Black stand-up special. Thanks for risking your life. Actually, they said this was done right before the lockdown, so how in-depth do you go into COVID-19? Because tell me when this was shot so I can better understand.
Well, I mean, it was shot the day before we locked down. It was really the few days. It was March 13th. So on March 14th, March 15th, I think especially in New York went into a lockdown by that Monday.
Yeah.
I was lucky. I was on my tour bus. I didn't even go to, we were supposed to do a show on March 14th. That show was already canceled. Shows everywhere were canceled. Kathleen was going to do a show in Reno. She actually canceled it. Then they canceled it. So shows were shutting down everywhere. And I didn't really, you know, I basically talk about it at the beginning. And then I really went on to do my set, which was what I came there to do, and which does, in essence, I think, you know, a lot of what I said kind of still applied. This really has, you know, it's people go, you know, people who've watched it kind of feel like, how did you know this? And they said, well, we were already doing it, you know? We already weren't, you know, yes, California is burning and the storms are becoming increasingly more psychotic. And but we already knew that, you know, that they had removed, you know, that nobody was, you know, that climate change and that the folks who were basically in charge of dealing with the climate change, the folks that had been put in charge were, you know, we decided not to worry about it because we decided that we're going to let people who'd never passed a science class be the ones who were in charge of this. So, I mean, I had already kind of, it was already in the air. It was already there. Those things were already being, things are being dismantled that allowed a lot of what was going on to happen.
Well, I want to let you know something. I also don't have a degree in anything, actually. I literally don't have a degree in anything, but I want to make a scientific statement, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
I released on my social media accounts and my syndicated platform in Connecticut that I, in fact, know that the end of the world is happening because I'm not a fan of birds. Not that I don't like birds, but I've had birds in my studio like throwing themselves at my window. I've never seen in my life more dead birds. Then all of a sudden I'm hearing about the 100 birds, then the wildfires. Then there's like typhoons and monsoons and then, you know, the hurricanes. It's going to be the worst season. And then what cinched it for me was a few weeks ago when orcas are attacking boats and killing boaters. I'm like, that's it. Put your head down. We're done here. It's over. And then that day when I announced and released the end of the world, because I do know that it's coming, I went and did this event in some place that I had to go film something. I came out and no other car was affected. My car had hundreds of birds that pooped on my car. And I have video proof of this. So I know it's over soon. So I hope we get to see your special tomorrow, because I don't have a date in mind of when it's ending, but I do want to see your special tomorrow.
Well, thank you. And it's true about the birds flying in the windows, because it happened in my apartment in New York. It's gotten that way.
I don't know what's happening. I'm a little freaked out. Yeah. I like horror movies and I like watching those like murder stuff. I love it, but I can't right now because it's real. And then I watch people like you, and then I get so riled up after watching you. I feel like I'm like, I got to do something. That's how I feel when I'm done watching a special with you. And I think I start talking like you.
Well, that's not. See, it's good. If you get it off your chest, it's always good. You know, the other thing you can do is, you know, I do this thing after each show, I used to, and I'm going to be doing more of them. It's called The Rant Is Due. So I've now got, if you go to lewisblack.com, folks can actually send in rants, and I'll be, I'm not going to do Zoom comedy, and I'm not going to do, there's just no way to do comedy that I find satisfying. One way that I can kind of continue to do stuff that I feel is satisfying and funny and at times really, really, really smart, because it's written by folks who know things about, who know stuff that I don't really know, is to send in these rants, and I will, and I read them. So I've started those start coming out this week.
Oh, fantastic. And of course, for those that want to enjoy your special tomorrow, where can they go and enjoy and watch?
I think Amazon Prime, if not, they will have it shortly, and Apple TV and Hulu and Vudu and Google and Snacky and whatever, Piglet. There's every platform imagined. There's 147 of them. Well, if you go to lewisblack.com, there'll be a list of them.
It better be free, because I have 500 channels and I can't find anything to watch. And then when we see something that's like for $2.99 or $3.99, I look at my husband like, don't order that. We have 500 channels. I'm not paying for anything. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think it'll be an Amazon Prime for you know, you don't have to if you're...
You're a member. That's okay. That's fine. I'm a member. Yeah. I'll watch your show. I'm a member. But you are so funny.
Well, thank you. And then there's also something else. I think Hulu will have it that way. I don't really know. Nobody tells me anything.
No, you know what? I know for a fact that people can watch you on whatever streaming service they have. If they've already have it, they don't have to pay anything extra. That I do know. But I do have to tell you, you know, we're big fans of yours here in Connecticut and New England. And, you know, you always seem to bring a bit of intellect to your humor, as even when you're going through some of your rants, if you will, on stage, you know. So it's rather fascinating. And I think almost an art form where comedy, such as what you put out there, is almost a newscast, whether it's intended or not. And it's a little bit of a sad state of affairs that, you know, we have to get maybe some information from our comedians, who I don't even put you in the realm of comedians. I put you like one above that, because you are a comedian, but you also give out information. And I feel like we get something out of when we listen to you. You make us think and you make us laugh. Yeah, I thought so. That was a good one, too. You can use that if you need to transcribe that.
I'm going to have to start writing this stuff down.
I think you should. But in any event, Lewis Black, we will be watching you tomorrow. Thanks for risking your life. Don't forget to call Kathleen after this, because you guys literally have no better fan than me. And I appreciate you. And I'm going to be watching this tomorrow night. I can't wait. So cheers and continued success and stay safe.
Cheers. And I hope our paths cross. And thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Bye now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.